As you listen today to the word-by-word preaching from the book of 1 Peter, I hope it is a blessing to your heart. We've been preaching now for some time from the book of 1 Peter, trying to cover every word. Now we're in chapter 4, beginning today with verse 5. If it's possible for you to take your Bible and sit down and study with us, it will mean a great deal more to you than it will if you have to listen while you work. But now, that's fine. We're glad to have you listening. And then I hope you'll take the scriptures when you get to home or when you get the opportunity and sit down and read these verses over and over again. It's one of the most instructive books that we have in the Bible. It's certainly one of the books that really tells us how to live and what to do and what not to do, and shows us what God expects of us as children of God. Now, we've been saying from the beginning that the primary theme of the book of 1 Peter is the sufferings of Christians because of the fact that they are Christians. And that suffering, of course, is compared with the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we have here in the beginning of chapter 4. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Now, we dealt with those verses, but I read that first verse again just to show you that this chapter particularly has to do with the suffering of the Christian. Now, before I read verse 5 and get started today, let me say something that I think I have said before but needs to be repeated, and that is that many, in fact, most Christians today are not suffering for Jesus' sake. Now, we have lots of suffering among Christian people. We have lots of pain and anguish and sorrow and disappointment and discouragement. But I'm afraid, by observation, I am not a judge, I cannot know the heart of these people, but I'm afraid by observation that most of the sufferings that we Christians do, we bring it upon our own selves. We are not suffering because we have taken an out-and-out stand for God. And I think it's a shame. I really do. Because if Jesus was willing to suffer on the cross for you and for me, then surely you and I ought to be willing to live the kind of life that will bring persecution and suffering to us as Christians. Not just because we have taken some sort of a funny stand or some sort of a fanatical move in our Christian experience. I don't believe the Lord would have you to be fanatical in the sense of going off the deep end on some subject. But I do believe the Lord wants you to take a real solid stand for the fundamentals of the faith, and then not only stand for them, but defend and fight for them, and not only that, but live them in your everyday Christian life. And so I say today, many Christians are suffering, and many Christians have prayer requests in prayer meetings, and send prayer requests to radio preachers, and I hope you'll continue to do that. But at the same time, much of the suffering that I find among Christians today is not because they have taken a stand for God, but because they have been neglect in their duty to the Lord, and the Lord has to bring discipline upon them to try, might I say, to whip them back in line, to get them back inside the traces, as we used to say in days gone by when we plowed the fields with horses and they would kick out of the traces. And we would have to stop and then beat on the side of the old mule or unhook the trace and move it around the leg and bring the old mule back in the traces. Now, I think a lot of Christians today are kicking out of the traces, and it's causing much sorrow in their life, causing much problem in their life, and many times, instead of facing the sin in their life and confessing it, they are complaining about suffering. And many are saying that they're suffering for Jesus' sake, when in reality, they are suffering simply for their own ignorance's sake. Well, let's look now at verse 5. We've just read through verse 4, where we suffer for Jesus' sake because we do not do the same things that we used to do. We do not run with the same crowd. We do not go and participate in the same things that we always participated in when we were ungodly and sinners. And they think it's strange when we run not with them. They think that there's something wrong with us. They think we have lost our mind when we cease to run with the wicked and cease to have fellowship with the ungodliness of this world. Verse 5 says, "Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead?" The who there referring to those who are causing the suffering, those who are thinking it strange that we have stopped living the old sinful life. I wonder if your friends that you had before you got saved, I wonder if they dropped you. You know, you really don't have to drop them. They will drop you if you live for Christ and take a real stand for Him. They will just simply drop you because after a while, when you do not do the same things they do, and you become a condemnation to them, and they don't like that, so they drop your friendship. Now, he's saying here, who, those that think it strange that you run not with them to evil, they shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. They're not going to give an account to you. It's really not your problem. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be their judge. Who shall give an account to him that is ready? I want you to notice particularly the expression ready. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He is waiting now for the bride of Christ to be completed, for the Holy Spirit to call out the last member of the body of Christ, and then he is going to set up judgment, first of all, for the saints of God. Well, Jesus is ready to do so. Now, he got ready to do so by dying on the cross and paying the penalty for our sins. So he's ready. Judgment is coming. It is coming soon. I do not put a date on it, but judgment is coming soon, and Christians had best pay attention to the fact that the quick and the dead are going to have to stand before the Lord one day.